CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
HC9HO, N9OKA. Here, go ahead, Mike, HC9HO. How's it going, Rascal? How you doing?
Getting ready for the net. Did you need something?
Well, I just thought we might chat for a little bit there. What do you think?
Nope. Gotta go. AC9HO.
Shame on me, huh? N9OKA, clear.
Sorry about that. I was having technical difficulties, so AC9HO, didn't mean to be rude.
I could recommend a hammer and duct tape on, what do you think?
Yeah, that might help. I got something going on with this foot pedal, that's for sure. It's been a problem lately. CQ, 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 good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. Club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970 W9LY, this repeater, VHF FM analog, and now All-Star connected. And it's also connected to DMR, the Talk Group 31146 on the TGIF network. That is the LPCARC DMR Talk Group. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610 repeater, K9JSI, VHF FM analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm on the 300-foot tower. Then we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM Wires X connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website, lpcarc.org. And as usual, if you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, then sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones with the browser. There's a video on the website to help set up an account, and the account is free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on Ham.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I will be asking for club officer check-ins first, followed by short time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the Ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap-in shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net could be any topic or question, or even the radio and antenna you're currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All I heard was static. Somebody keyed up, but I did not hear anything. No audio. Okay, we'll do another call for current club officers. Please call now. Yep, still no audio. Not sure who that is, but still no audio. Try again, please. Okay, no worries if you're having radio issues and you're trying to check in. Just keep trying. Anytime you hear the repeater, hear anybody, stop talking. Keep trying to come in. But currently, no audio coming out of that radio. All right, we'll move on to mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
Kilo X-ray 9, Romeo, Lima, Charlie, Ryan.
And 9ROM.
Okay, acknowledging KX9RLC, Ryan, I haven't heard you in a while. Nice to hear you in there. And 9ROM, Bob, we heard you in there as well. We got you on Ham.live, but maybe you need to be a short timer tonight. So we'll start with Ryan, KX9RLC. Ryan, how's it been going? Got anything for the net?
No traffic, just watching the trains go by here. Thanks for running it.
Okay, Ryan, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And watching trains go by is like watching paint dry. So, and I live by a train track, so I get to watch a lot of trains. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Bob and 9ROM, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. No, nothing for the net. I'm logged in the other room, but I'm in the process, got my HT with me, but I'm making dinner, so I'll be kind of in and out probably on, or listening more a little bit later.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I've done the same thing, so no big deal. Thank you for taking the time to check in. Enjoy that dinner there when you do get it done, and thanks for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of the week. All right, and are there any other mobile or short-time stations? Mobile or short-time stations, please call now. All right, hearing nothing, I'll move on to the ham.live list, and since Bob already checked in, we're now to Wesley, KE9EWX. Wesley, do you have anything for the net?
Kilo Echo Niner, Echo Yankee X-ray. I don't have much, but just for an update, I was talking to you about getting my, on the HF. I got my 7300 right here next to me. I've been messing around with that. I hooked up my computer, which is super nice, just doing some slow scan television, picking that up. That's been pretty fun. And right now, as a project, in my hands, I got a 40-meter homemade dipole that I'm working on. I'm just finishing up that because I'm just working off of N9YOU Brian. He just lent me a little itty-bitty antenna to work. You know, HF right now, it's not very good, but showed me how to build a 40-meter dipole, so just working on that with some speaker wire. Might just put that on, and it's the last step I need, so, and then I'm going to be out at FODA and hopefully get that tuned. So definitely some big changes since last week, which is awesome.
Oh, heck yeah, you're already in slow scan TV. That's awesome. I know you can even do that the cheating way, in my opinion, is get your cell phone and set it in front of the speaker, and sometimes they can decode it just enough. But you're doing it the better way. I like that. That's cool. That's really cool. I'm glad you're getting into it and checking things out. Getting that dipole will make all the difference, I tell you what. I don't know what antenna he's got running for you, but at least it's receiving. Might not transmit too great, but at least it receives. But that dipole, that will make make you worldwide, as OKA likes to say. It'll make you worldwide. So it made a difference for him, so I imagine it'll do the same for you.
Yeah, I just got to get it set up. It's all tuned, and I'll be on the air. And I got plenty of trees to hang it up in. And he's got me on a little mag mount, quote-unquote little mag mount antenna. It's just, I think I measured it, it's like a meter and 30 centimeters something, or 40, something like that, 130, 140 centimeters, around there. But it'll, I can pick up some stations that are higher powered, but beyond that, I usually don't get out too far, signals are weak, but I was at a photo with his Brian's buddy stick, and it'll pick up all the way from Japan even, so it definitely blew my mind away being able to do that all by myself, or, well, they were there assisting me, but being able to talk around the world was pretty fun.
Oh yeah, for sure. You won't forget that first contact around the world, there's no doubt about that. But Wesley, awesome. That's really awesome. I'm glad to hear it. And that antenna, I don't know what that is. It sounds like a 2-meter antenna almost, but it sounds like you receive more than you transmit, so that's good because it's probably not tuned for anything in HF. But once you get that dipole up and the weather's starting to change, so hopefully that'll get up sooner than later. All right, Wesley, well, thank you for the update, and we look forward to your updates every week. So keep us informed and let us know how you're doing, and if you have any questions or anything like that, I'll hand it to you for one more, and then we'll move on. We got John in there now on ham.live, so he'll be next. So go ahead, Wesley.
I think it might be a 5/8 wavelength 2-meter antenna. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, it'll receive on slow scan. I get some pictures in, you know, various qualities, but beyond that, I just hope to finish this by next week and report back and meet again in person for the next meeting. But back to you.
Okay, Wesley. Yeah, that meeting's coming up quick, so We'll definitely see you there. I have no reasons why I wouldn't be there, but you never know what might happen. All right, Wesley, well, thank you again for the update. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And let's see, now we got John, Club Vice President, K9PGC. John, do you have anything for the men?
Good evening there, Kurt, and everyone else out there. This is K9PGC. Well, I should have something. Maybe I don't have something for useless information. The last 3 weeks, actually more like 6 weeks, has just beat the you-know-what out of me. But it was neat to see on the Internet when at one point today, looking up, to see if somebody was spitting out frequencies for the Artemis launch. And the most popular one I read was 7.2 megahertz. Okay, I'll believe that. I watched the launch, and just kind of make the comment that through my search engine, it was quite entertaining because I recognize all these frequencies. One may not be a laugh at the frequency for Channel 9 CB, but nevertheless, there was quite a few things here, there, elsewhere. You know, somebody puts out the general question, well, what frequency can we listen into? And nobody had a serious answer for a few groups I clicked in for. Anyway, that's some, whatever it's worth knowing, you know. And it'd be interesting if somebody does tune in, figure something out and say, hey, you know, we can still hear something right now. Never know. Anyway, back to you there, Kurt. That was just something to rattle off because, right now, I can't tell you a thing that I'm thinking about that would be more constructive, let's say. Back to you, Kurt, K9PGC.
Okay, John, yeah, totally understand. You've been a busy guy in the last few weeks or 2 months, however long it's been. So, yeah, if something comes up that you want to do a little bit later, just let me know and we'll get you in there, no problem at all. Thank you for checking in, John. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. And I have not watched hardly anything on that Artemis. It's just been a busy day for me today, so I didn't get any internet time, really. All right. That completes the ham.live list as I currently have it. Now we will move on to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control. This is KC9NAP, Kilo Charlie 9, November Alpha Papa, Jeff, North Liberty, no traffic, and I'm kind of a short time, so I won't be back. I won't be on here for when you call me back. I'm kind of doing a couple things at a time, but I wanted to support you guys as I do every week. And God bless everybody, but I got to go. KC9NAP, North Liberty.
Net Control, please log Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray, November George, Highland, Indiana, no traffic.
Let me jump in here real quick. Just wanted to catch Jeff before he's gone. Yeah, Jeff, thank you for checking in. Thanks for taking the time. Totally understand if you got to run. Yeah, anytime anybody wants to be short time, even if I'm not calling short time, feel free to just say, gotta go. All right, Jeff, thanks again for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. We got you in there, George, AC9XN. Let's go ahead and take George while we're at it. George, you got anything for the net?
Alpha Charlie Niner Hotel Oscar. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. A very good evening to you there, Kirk. And everyone on the net. I wanted to take a moment to wish everyone a happy holiday for our Christian friends, a very happy Easter for our Jewish friends, a very happy Passover, and for any atheists or agnostics, have a happy holiday, and may God bless us all. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November, back to Net Control.
All right, George, I think you covered the whole field there, so that's good. God bless you, and have a happy holiday as well. thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, back to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
This is...
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Oh, we lost Brian. I see we're still connected, but nothing's coming through. N9YOU, AC9HO, under control.
Okay, anything now?
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay, must be
a
dead spot.
Yeah, that happens. Go ahead again.
Alrighty. I just wanted to say that...
Houston, I think we have a problem. I think Brian's having technical difficulties. The way that cuts out, it just stops. I don't know if he's in a bad spot or a bad connection. Try it again, Brian, N9YOU, AC9HO, under control.
Here, I think you can hear me now.
Welcome to Verizon.
Yeah, just kind of to heck with it, I'll just do RF. Anyways, I'm just saying that Wes came out Saturday at the Kid Creek and brought his radio out, hooked it up to my buddy's stick, and he was having a ball. Talked with probably, I don't know, at least a half a dozen guys, ragged with a few of them, so he was definitely having a ball. And it looks like when I texted him a few minutes ago, as long as the weather holds out or between raindrops, we'll throw that antenna up, so I'll have it, hopefully on Friday sometime afternoon. So other than that, not too much, just been, helping Wes with stuff and just, just plugging along, that's about it. Trying to get some stuff done around here. But anyways, back to you, Kurt. This is N9YOU.
Okay, Brian, yeah. I worked on the Mustang, got it back on the road, wheel bearings all fixed and whatnot. So the next nice weekend at Potato Creek, then I'm not doing anything. I hope I can drive that out there. So look forward to that little bit of a drive. Again, thank you for helping Wesley. For anybody that doesn't know, Wesley got his ham license at the Cabin Fever Ham Fest. He passed his test there. So Brian has kind of been mentoring him and Elmering him, whatever you want to call it. So getting him on the air, and he's definitely taken off. So that's good. Thank you, Brian, for that. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, next on the list we have KD9TYL. I hope I got that right. I got George on the screen here, so correct me if I'm wrong. Your signal was a little low too, but I know there was a couple others that tried to get in, and I didn't make them out at all. So we'll get to them here in a minute. George, do you have anything for the net? Well, I hope I got that call sign right, and whoever that was that tried to get in did not hold the repeater and was nothing but noise. So try it again, especially if that was KD9TYL. Give that a shot again, or if I got it wrong, go ahead and try again.
Yeah, this is KD9TYL. Just wishing everybody a happy Easter.
Okay, that is George, correct? We got you that time.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. I think that distant repeater is playing with us right now. So if you're on an HT, anybody that's on an HT or something, or very, very far away, it might be difficult to get into the repeater. But George, we got you in there that time. When you're in there, when the other repeater's not going, you sound pretty good. And I can't remember where you're located. You're located in LaPorte, correct? I'm not sure what you said there. Something covered you up, and like I said, I think it's the interference. Try again, please. Sorry about that, George. I bet you if we were on the K9JSI, we'd hear you no problem. So my apologies. There's not a whole lot we can do about that interference, unfortunately. It's a repeater on the same frequency in Illinois. So when they're active and we're active, I'm sure we're playing havoc for them too. But we have filters and everything, but doesn't seem to be doing the job. But George, we did get you in there as a check-in. If you want to try again a little bit later, that's fine. That's okay. We'll keep trying, and especially if you're wanting to test your radio or anything like that. So we'll give it more attempts, no problem. But until then, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Now, before I get to the stations I couldn't hear before, we do have another ham.live check-in. That's KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the next?
KD9HAY. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well this week. No, don't think I have too terribly much. wishing for some a little bit more consistent weather. But other than that, thanks for taking the mess tonight, Kurt. And hope everyone has a good rest of the week. Back to that KD9AKY.
Okay, Hayden. Yeah, me too. I'm hoping that weather chills out a little bit. Well, not chills. That's the wrong word. I want it to go the other way. I want to get warm and stay warm. But, yeah, at least last weekend we all got to enjoy a little bit of nice weather. So gave us a little bit of taste of what's coming. All right, Hayden. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good as usual. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And that clears up the list as I have it. There was a couple stations that tried to check in. Please try again. Your station was very weak. We might have some interference with a distant repeater as well, so go ahead and give her a shot again. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. General check-ins, please call now.
AD9PY.
Got 89GY in there for sure, but I think somebody else was trying to get in there. Please try again. All right, I know somebody's trying to get in there, or at least did, but unfortunately not quite making it today, which seems to be a going trend these days. Don't normally have a problem any other day. It's always on Wednesdays, which I think, and somebody like George, or I don't know if George can hear the other repeater, but I'm sure somebody else can hear the other repeater. I cannot. And they might be doing that as well on Wednesday nights. I'm not sure. 89GY, Mike. We got you in there, though. Do you have anything for the net?
Hi, Kurt. Nothing real good, but I got my antenna out of the attic, so it's up a little higher now. And it's not under the shingles anymore, so hopefully that helps. totally excited about the Artemis II mission. I think that's fantastic. And so I'll be watching on that. And then this is the this weekend resurrection. So that's it for now.
Okay, Mike, yeah, you sound really good. You got some static with you. I've heard you on 6-1, and I thought, but I wasn't sure, that you had mentioned that you moved your antenna outside. 6-1, you sound great. This repeater, you sound good, but not as good as 6-1. So you're getting in there, but again, I don't think it's anybody's fault that's trying to get into the repeater. I think it's just the interference at the time, or we got something else going on, and we got to get some test equipment up there and see what we can find out. But how high is that antenna, Mike? Yeah, how far above the roof line are you?
Well, my little bird cage of a house here at the very top is about 14 foot from the ground. And when it was in the attic, it was just under that, so like 13.6. Now it's about to the very top, about 28 feet. And so that's got to help. But, you know, it's still pretty low. What the heck? Who knows what's in the way between your repeater, this one, and where I'm at, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can tell a huge difference, though, because before, sometimes you'd drop the repeater and you're not dropping it at all. You're getting in there just fine. And my antenna is not much higher. The one I'm talking on now is on 10-foot poles, as a matter of fact. And I got a couple feet in the ground, so I'm not much higher. And then the antenna I have right to my right here is 120-foot pole. But it's not in the ground, it's actually on the ground. I have a pole in the ground that holds the base, and then I got it anchored to the peak of the house. So about 20, yeah, I mean, if you get 30, according to John, the magic number is 32, and I tend to believe him. If you can get in that range, you'll probably notice a significant difference on not just this repeater, but many others. But if that's all you can do, it's working. It sounds much, much better than what we've heard out of you before, so I would be happy with what you got for sure.
you very much. I'm glad to hear that. ED9GY.
All right, Mike. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. I complete the list as I have it. Let's do another round of general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KI90.
KF9WW. All right, acknowledging KI9E and KF9WW. KI9E, Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, evening, Kurt, to everyone on the net. Just a quick update for the Dayton Hamvention. The countdown timer is now at 43 days, 12 hours, and 23 minutes. Right, coming up around the corner here, getting closer. If it's anything like past years, there will be an app available to download on your cell phone to help you navigate around the Hamvention. There'll be about over 300 indoor vendors and hundreds of additional vendors in the outdoor flea market. Total attendance last year was 36,814. And some of the top prizes, if you've never been to Dayton, they give out some really good prizes. The first prize last year was an ICOM 7760 worth $6,000. Second prize was a $2,000 gift certificate from R&L Electronics. Third prize was an ICOM 705 from DX Engineering. And the list goes on quite a bit here with some really, really top-notch prizes here. But that's it there, Kurt. Back to you, KI90.
Okay, Jim. Very good. Yeah, thank you for the update on that. And, yeah, I got the okay from the wife. She's willing to go with. And, I started looking at hotel rooms, and there are still some within the vicinity of the Dayton Hamvention, so this could be a possibility. I just need to book the room now. But yes, thank you for that update and the information. 36,000 people, that's a lot of people. And I didn't know they gave away those nice prizes. That's really nice. And don't forget, for anybody that hasn't been there, like myself, I've never been. They also, not always, but a lot of times, they bring out new equipment. So, but Aaron can burn water. Oh, I'm seeing a conversation going on in Ham.Live. Sorry about that. But, yeah, so that might be a thing, Jim. We might see you there. Jim, thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have KF9WW. Mike. Do you have anything for the net?
KF9WW, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Nothing new, same old stuff, just a reminder that I still have some items for sale, and I'll stand by for that part of the proceedings this evening. And other than that, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Mike, just want to let you know the static is almost as loud as you are tonight. We heard everything you said, but it might be one of those nights again where people struggle to get in. So, quick question for you. Have you gotten the node and room numbers yet from Yaesu?
No, and I'm surprised because it's been now going on almost a week.
Well, I knew they were slow, but I didn't think they were that slow. Have you checked your junk or spam folder?
I haven't for the past couple of days, but I'll do that as soon as I'm done speaking with you.
Oh. Hayden just put on ham.live. It took him about a month to get his registration back from Yaesu. That's Wow, I don't remember it taking me that long to get mine, but you're also talking many, many moons ago, so things have changed a lot, and maybe I did wait a month and I just don't remember it.
Okay, but I'll still check to make sure, and yeah, I'm surprised with the problem getting in, because the other radio was working just fine, and I couldn't make it into the net with it. This is the 510, and you know, I had everything knocked down to mid-power, so I had to bump everything up, so I don't know if it's... I don't know what it is, so we'll double check and see what I might have to bump everything back up again.
Yeah, just keep in mind it may not all be on your end. It could be the repeater. There might be something going on up there because it seems like it's random. I've heard Tony, he'll be going to work or not going to work or going somewhere whenever I hear him, and he'll be in Elkhart or somewhere up in Michigan, and he's rock solid in the machine, you know. So I think he's actually having a harder time hearing it than he is getting into it. But, of course, maybe I'm confusing that with the 6-1. I know he's on that one a lot, but I swear I've heard him on this one quite a ways away, too. So it probably also depends on direction, but it shouldn't affect you so much because of where the antenna's at on the tower. I mean, it should be a straight shot to you. But, yeah. Anyway, but it could be that distant repeater for anybody that can hear it. I cannot. I usually cannot, but the repeater probably can. All right, Mike, well, you did sound better there. The static's still there, but your audio came up, so that helped a lot. So just need to speak up a little and get over the static until it clears up. But I've heard you on 612, and you're full quiet and on there. So 6-1 just has better ears, I think, in your direction. All right, Mike, well, thank you for checking in, and have a good evening, good rest of your week. And if I remember when we get to Swap and Shop, I will call you directly since I know you have something. So, all right. Any other check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now. Okay, I think that opens up the perfect time for N9OKA. Let's see if he's ready. Everybody must be watching that Artemis stuff. So, Mike, if you're ready with your articles, go ahead and do both of them. Take a break in the middle, however long they are. Might have to take a couple breaks. Don't want the repeater to time out on you. This is AC9HO Net Control to N9OKA. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, good evening, Kurt. Everybody on the net, 73s. Got a couple articles here. The first one deals with some guy, his first name is Stu and his last name is Pitt. Man, FCC warns licensee on out-of-band transmissions. The Federal Communications Commission has responded to a complaint involving a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania amateur for operating outside the privileges of his technician class license and causing interference to local emergency service communications by transmitting on a public service frequency, 410.4375 megahertz. According to a letter released by the FCC's Enforcement Bureau, agents investigating the interference complaint from Allegheny County Emergency Services determined that the interfering signal originated from a residence of David Knudsen, KD3ASC, who also holds the General Mobile Radio Service License, WSDK865. The letter states that Knudsen gave the agents a BTEC UV pen handheld, which had been programmed to monitor the County Emergency Service frequency. Agents determined this audio relay feature had been activated, turning the HD into a simplex repeater. This was transmitting the Allegheny County channel. The letter continues that Knudsen was relatively new to amateur radio, surrendered the radio to the agent, who then verified that the interference to the Allegheny County system had ceased. Later also notes that Knudsen's B-Tech radio was certified as a Part 90 private land mobile radio device and that he was not licensed to transmit on the emergency. And it's also associated harmful interference must not resume. He was given 10 days on the date of March 25th to respond to a description of the steps he is facing to avoid a repeat violation. Amateurs are reminded to exercise care when programming non-amateur frequencies into their VHF, UHF radios, and to ensure that transmitting on those frequencies is disabled. N9OKA.
CMN Network, 220.
Okay, Mike, that was interesting. Yeah, I read that one, too, about that UV Pro. Let me see if I have it. Okay, I wanted to make sure you weren't reading your second article while I was talking, but I actually have that UV Pro, and, yeah, you got to be careful of that radio. Yeah, apparently, if you set it in that relay mode, it can actually transmit out of band. So, Mike, did you have another article you wanted to read?
I've got a short one here on hams needed to track NASA moon mission. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, is seeking volunteers to passively track the 2026 Artemis Orion spacecraft as the crew mission travels to the moon and back to Earth. The Artemis II first The test flight will send NASA astronauts Reed Weissman, K95LKT, and Victor Glover, K55BKC, and Christina Cook, along with Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen, KF5LKU, on an approximately a 10-day mission around the moon, targeted for no later than April 26. The mission will rely on NASA's Near Space Network and Deep Space Network for primary communications and tracking support throughout its launch orbit and retry. However, with a growing focus on commercialization, NASA wants to further understand industry's tracking capabilities. The collaboration opportunity builds upon a previous request released by NASA's Space Communication and Navigation Program during the Artemis mission in 2022. 10 volunteers successfully tracked the uncrewed Orion spaceship on its journey thousands of miles beyond the moon and back. One of those volunteers tracking in 2022 was Scott Chapman, K4KDR, of Mont Blair, Virginia. Sometimes it's what you don't know that makes this kind of activity interesting, said Chapman. All I had was a small 5-band dish and received. Wasn't sure what I could or couldn't hear. But when I started hearing the signals, it made everything worth it. Chapman said he felt good about the whole process, and while it was interesting, it was also a lot of fun. So, there was also other participants during the anonymous. Commercial countries, nonprofits, and private citizens who were also attempting to receive Orion signals. Chapman added that NASA is also looking to commercialize partnership to share in the process. If you're interested in volunteering for next year's event, all of the information can be found on SAM.gov. The response deadline is October 27, 2025 at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, N9OKA.
Okay, Mike, very good. You have to time the repeater out twice. Which is okay, because it only cuts out for a split second. We only miss maybe a word or two. But just remember when you're doing the articles, maybe pause in the middle somewhere, just pick a spot, let the repeater drop, and then start again. So just a reminder. Again, not a big deal. We didn't lose anything. So if you don't do it, it's not the end of the world. Thanks, Mike, for those articles. That was very interesting. I appreciate it very much. Gives us a little something other than what I present all the time to listen to. So thank you for that, Mike. And, of course, if you got anything else later in the net, feel free to jump in and let me know. This is AC9HO Net Control. I'm going to let the repeater reset, and then I will start with my information of the net, for the net, of the net, for the net, whatever. AC9HO Net Control.
DLC.
Okay, we have Dave, W9BOP, and I assume KB9BSK as well, yes. Dave, do you have anything for the net?
No, other than, guess what Saturday is, guys.
Yep, Saturday will be the first siren, or the first Saturday of the month, which means siren testing. Go ahead, Dave, if you got anything else you want to say about that.
I got to turn a page in my email here. I have 5 premium locations this month.
Oh, you got 5 of them this month. Go ahead and give us an idea what they are.
Number 1 is 104, which is Plum Street, Greenwood Cemetery. She was there last month, and she says it worked. I don't know why they're there, but anyway, yeah, it'll be, second one will be Siren 205, Helmet Aerospace, Terminal Port. Siren number 3 will be Siren 307, New Durham Estates, over here in Westville. Number four is Siren 502. That's Kingsford Union Volunteer Fire Department. And last but not least is 506 Prairie Township Community Building.
Prairie Township Community Building is, where's that at? That's not the fairground, is it?
South of 30, off of 39.
Correct. 2022 West, 1800 South. Anna.
Okay, so you got like three of them out by me. So, providing I get off work in time. No, I'm not working this Saturday, so I should be able to do it. One of those, anyway. So we'll cross that bridge on Saturday morning. But all right, Dave. Is there anything else for anything you have?
No, I don't think any of them have bridges. But that's it. If you know anybody that needs a little help for Easter meals coming up, and you want to come see me, I will be at 301 West Homer Street, Michigan City Hill St. Anthony's Hospital, and they aren't giving any food handout. So I don't know what the menu is, but they're handing out food for people for Easter.
Okay, good. Handing out food for Easter. That's awesome. Glad to hear it. Give that location one more time, Dave, that way in case somebody didn't hear it. Food handout for Easter.
Sure, I got it there. Got it. It's 301 West Homer. We're St. Anthony's Hospital, Franciscan Health, right before they tore down the old building. The new part that they left stand. It'll be right there by the ambulance base. They enter on Wabash Street, get in line, and one of your favorite EMA guys are going to go out there and do it back and get you through the maze there.
All right, Dave. Well, thank you for that. That's 301 West Homer. The old hospital location, building they left going. So enter on Wabash Street, and I'm sure you'll see a line there, depending on what time you get there. So, all right, Dave, well, thank you for that. Thank you for checking in, and thank you, Sue, for checking in as well, even though she might not know it. But hope to hear you on Saturday, Dave, and hope to hear many of you on Saturday as well, because that's only 5 sirens out of, what, 70-some? Or 60-some, so they all need to be checked, but those are the 5 hot spots right now. So, we could use as many people as we can get on Saturday morning. So, all right, Dave, thank you for that. I'll let the repeater reset, and then I'll get started with the information.
51 sirens in LaPorte County.
All right, 51 sirens, there you go. So we need a lot of people to try to cover all them sirens. All right. Area net. Aries District 1 serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. Positive offset, 141.3 PL tone. And don't confuse that one with the Indiana District 1 Skywarn net. It is every Monday night. It started its first net, it's done them before, but it's resumed. It's back in progress. Was this last Monday. It's also on the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, negative 600 offset, PL tone of 173.8. That's the Indiana District 1 Skywarn net. So it's a little bit different net than the one they do on Tuesday. So check into that one as well. And seeking LaPorte County area ham/storm spotters for Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Spring is coming, and with that, severe weather. LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are now moving to the N9IAA repeater, 146.685. The Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding our reports to the National Weather Service, IWX. A big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve all LaPorte County and the National Weather Service. If you are looking for a Skywarn class, they have classes coming up. They are online, so they're easy to take. Of course, train spotters can always report their reports via the phone to the National Weather Service. They have a nice app. Once you get your spotter number, then you can put that in there. You can put your ham radio call sign in there if you have one, but you don't have to have one. And then you can even take a picture of the weather, like if you have hail or something, a bunch of hail. You can take a picture and upload it right to them. So keep your eyes to the sky. Remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. They definitely don't want to hear, hey, it's raining here. I got a lot of wind and a lot of rain. Yeah, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear hail. They want to hear damage. They want to hear tornadoes especially. Dangerous situations. That's what they want to hear. And then, of course, if it's really dangerous, you want to call 911. Because you might be needing some help if it's in that situation. All right, and don't forget the Aries Information Flash Training Net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9JFI repeater with an offset of negative 600, with a 131.8 PL tone. Not sure if the net's still continuing. I have not heard it. But I usually fall asleep about that time, so. And then don't forget the really important one is LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net. The first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. is when the sirens will go off. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing net will be April 4th. And like we were talking, he has five that he'll want to try to assign to the, potentially the first five check-ins, but that's not always the case. If somebody cannot go to those locations, then of course he'll assign whatever he can, but ultimately he'd like to get those five at their minimum filled. So definitely check in if you can, or even and if you live near a siren and you can tell what's going off, you know where it's at, and you know that if it's one that's supposed to go round and round, and you know it's moving, that will work too. You can sit right in your Lazy Boy and report that the siren is working. So keep that in mind. Michigan Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on the internet on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And if the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. It is Whiskey Wednesday, by the way, so things kind of slur. Just kidding. I have not had that much whiskey, but I did start early because my youngest just turned 21 today, so we had a shot before she went to her boyfriend's house, so I started a little early. Fulton County Skywarn Net, and she was not driving. Her boyfriend was driving. Fulton County Skywarn Net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time on the K9RCR repeater 442.700, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater 147.255, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Frequency coordination net every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. Central Time on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater 462.700. I believe we start there and move on to other frequencies, whether HF or even 2-meter simplex. Bob, no, the Mustang does not await her. The back seat of the Mustang awaits her. And then we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This will be an information net and almost like a rag chew net, too. And everybody is welcome to participate. And don't forget, it'll be here before we know it, July 18th, 2026 is the Tailgate Ham Fest, the second annual LPCARC Tailgate Ham Fest. $5 admission per car, not per person, per car, for sellers and buyers. Trailers will have an extra fee, so it'll be another $5 for a trailer. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own table or set up out of the back of your car or truck or trailer. Admissions for buyers will start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 146.610.131.8 and this repeater 146.970.131.8, both negative offsets. The location will be the concrete tower at Schultz Road 35. The address for that location is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. For more information, just go to lpcarc.org, sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be April 13th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. As an example, in last September, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio plays a part in that. And this is also an invitation. Anybody has a topic they want to talk about, something they've built, something they've accomplished, whatever it is, preferably ham radio related or very closely adjacent, go ahead and let us know. And we can set up a time, a meeting, and give you as much time as you need. We would love to have more conversations like that. I think that would interest a lot of people. We would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. When the next page appears, you will see on the center of the page that there is a membership form. Please fill that out for our records. And under that, there's a Pay Online button. Click Pay Online. Click the Pay Online button. Fill out all the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. And come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West US 20, Michigan City. And we have another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And don't forget, you could be a part of that handing out food on Easter and probably many other events. Working with the Michigan City EMA, they're accepting applications. It's a volunteer program. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, fill out your application, and when you turn it in to Attention Captain Jesse. He's the guy that needs to have it, or gal. I'm not sure. Jesse, you never know. But either way, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. Play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern, goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Potato Creek POTA, you've got two ways. You can get on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, or go to their website, Potato Creek Portable, all one word, PotatoCreekPortable.org. Again, that's PotatoCreekPortable.org. All right. I don't know if I want to put John on the spot or not. I figured he would either jump in if he had something, Alpha Center 7 on Miami Preamble, John's Corner. We're going to see if John has anything. John, if you don't have anything, that's quite all right. But John, do you have anything? K9BGC, AC9HO, net control.
This is K9PGC. Well, I can always come up with something, you know. And I actually keep it short, if there's such a thing. Something I came across, I just sort of got a laugh about. It's factual. And it's from the Institute of Electrical Engineers, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, just picture this. Christmas Eve, 1906. And you're a sailor. You're out on a ship somewhere in the Atlantic. Well, at that time, the only communications you've got is CW. Okay? And so you got a whole bunch of shipboard operators here, there, elsewhere, somewhere in the Atlantic. And there was a gentleman out of Brant Rock, Massachusetts, by the name of Reginald Fessenden. I probably screwing that one up. Well, he decided... And this is, what's historic about this is he didn't just make a voice broadcast, and it is a broadcast. He had both voice and music. So that goes into the history books of the first radio broadcast of such ever, you know, voice and music. So he played some music from Handel's Largo, some violin stuff, and wished everybody a holy night, Merry Christmas, and all those kind words. Well, drunken sailor, sober sailor, what? You're out on the seas, and you start hearing voices as a radio operator. I'd like to know what would be going through your head. And to produce such a signal, it's basically a alternator style transmitter. If you never quite heard of that, think of the old Flash Gordon serials, stuff around that era, the 30s and that, and, you know, you would see some kind of rotating object that's just spinning and making sparks like crazy. Well, that's basically it. You know, that's among what they had back then. So to have actual frequency that was so mechanical, you know what I mean, that... Yeah, they had electricity, so now you got to spend more electricity to spin a motor and all that stuff. I'd like to know what the actual quality was back then, what he was expecting for those ships to pick up and so forth. So, you know, that could, you know, for someone that's going to be, you know, like I said, Christmas Eve, at some late time hearing that stuff, you got to play with your mind a little bit, you know. But anyway, for what that's worth, like I said, it's just something that, regardless of how I describe it, I got a kick out of it, you know? Because a lot of us have heard things.
CMN.
Hey there, back to you, Kurt. And, yeah, maybe I'll be better prepared next week. Maybe I'll be on the bicycle. There may be a good chance that I'll be returning from somewhere on a bicycle on next Wednesday. We'll see what the weather does and see what happens there. But I'm thinking it's going to be an evening ride coming up. So anyway, back to you, Kurt, K9TGC.
All right, John, very good. Yeah, that's interesting. And for Wednesday, at least for the day, I don't go this far in my weather forecast, but it's calling mostly sunny and a high near 55. So if that holds true, we may be hearing you on the bicycle, and that will be okay. All right, John, well, thank you for that. Always look forward to that, along with the articles that Mike reads, all that stuff. All that stuff you guys provide, I greatly appreciate because I look forward to it. Gives me a time to rest my voice a little bit, get my affairs in order, and hear some interesting facts at the same time. So, John, again, thank you. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. I will do weather at a glance as soon as I reset, because unfortunately it looks a little long, and it's my typical not-so-good weather forecast. So, this is AC9HO Net Control. 89 here, Mike. KD9 UMI. We got you in there, Tom. Do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, it appears I got just the tail end of it. I got one quick one, though.
All right, technically we're still in Tom's corner and John's useless information goes. So go ahead with Tom's corner that's been absent for quite some time. We get it. Life gets in the way. Go ahead, Tom.
Saw an advertisement, I can't remember if it was a truck or a billboard, but it said, let us help you plan your trip. And the tagline came immediately to my mind, only available during fall.
That's good. I like that. It's been a while since Tom's Corner, and it did not disappoint. That was a good one, Tom.
Yeah, I'm usually set by this time, but I got off to the late start doing Uber, so I got home late, so it kind of shifted the plans of things a bit, so, and I just happened to turn the radio on and heard the tail end of it.
All right, very good. Now, we still got more check-ins to get after I do the weather, so. Came in just at the right time. All right, Tom. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Again, I'll let the repeater reset because it's going to go a little bit. AC9HO net control. All right, here we go. Weather at a glance. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight, low around 40, east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 90%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. High near 71, breezy, with a southeast wind 15 to 25, becoming south in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of showers after 4 a.m., low around 55, south wind 15 to 20, gusts as high as 35, chance of precipitation is 90%, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Friday, chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 67, southwest wind around 10 miles per hour becoming southeast in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Friday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm around low around 54. East wind 5 to 10 becoming south after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Saturday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm high near 64. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 36. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 46. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 34. And Monday to start your week, mostly sunny with a high near 49. I told you that was a long one, and it seemed to repeat itself the first few days. That was kind of weird. All right, that brings us to general check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay, hearing nothing at the moment. That's okay. We'll open up the swap and shop. I will now open swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop session is now open. And with that said, KF9WW already has some things he wants to sell, or at least one thing, with a few things that go with it. Mike, if you're ready, KF9WW, go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. This is mainly meant for probably a new ham or someone in a particular predicament where they'd like to have something but not really in a position to acquire it. I have a Kenwood PS850 SAT, which in its time was considered a pretty good contesting rig. It has a Kenwood PS50 power supply. It has a external manual antenna tuner. However, it does have the internal tuner as well. But it's always nice to give it a little bit of help when you're running a couple of antennas. It's a straight key. There's just a bunch of goodies that go with it. Can't remember everything that I've got. I said it the other last week, but I'm not looking to make a whole lot here. What I'm looking for is a good home and an understanding that it's not going to be acquired and then put right back on the internet to be sold. So this is for somebody that's going to utilize it and hopefully take it home and make it theirs, make some fond memories of a future in HF operations. Get a hold of me with my email address is on QRZ. And, if you have any questions, feel free. Again, it's not something I'm looking to make money off of. It's just something that I'm trying to whittle down things. I had to downsize considerably. Kurt knows what I gave up. I'm making the best of the new situation. So there's a lot of things that I have that have already gone, but there's still a few things that are going as I go through the boxes, and there may be more things to come. And back to you, Chris. Thanks.
Okay, very good, Mike. And just to recap, he has a Kenwood TS850 SAT with a PS power supply, got the MFJ 9, I think it was a 949 tuner 2, external tuner, also has an internal tuner in the radio, desk mic and a straight key, and maybe some other things. And for anybody he's looking for somebody, probably like a new ham or somebody that's been a ham for a while and just hasn't had the funds or the abilities to get an HF radio, he doesn't want somebody to take it and resell it. He wants them to make memories with it. So somebody looking for a new home. It's almost like finding a new home for a pet if you were to give away a pet. So it's probably that near and dear to his heart. So don't blame him. And Mike, it sounds like you almost had that same situation for you when you acquired that radio or maybe one like it.
The one of those two that I passed on to you, yes.
Okay, very good. Yeah, both of those are still sitting here. yeah, good. I have not even turned on the 520 yet. I need to do that. I'm going to hang on to that one for quite some time. Because when all else fails, you can rely on tubes as long as the tubes are working. But, all right, Mike, does anybody have any questions for Mike about this Kenwood TS850 SAT? Okay, for anybody that's interested, just get a hold of him via the repeaters. He's on this repeater sometimes. He's on 6-1 sometimes. He's also on the Wires X repeater, which, by the way, is not always connected to a room. It is... probably 90% of the time it's local, just like this repeater, so feel free to use it You can use it digital or analog. It works both. So, now, if you don't have digital, of course, you're not going to hear digital, but two analog stations can talk to each other, no problem. So, again, his email is good on QRZ. All right, Mike, well, thank you for that. And whenever you have anything else, feel free to join us on a net night, and we'll advertise the best we can. So, all right, does anybody else have anything for the Swap and Shop? Please call now.
And I'm okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I don't have anything to say. I just want to jump in here.
Ah, you're ornery tonight. I can tell. You just didn't want us to forget about you. Got it. All right. We'll also open up general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Swap and Shop will remain open for the rest of the net. We'll take general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all? Swap and Shop. Anything at all? Please call now.
This is Kilo Echo Niner Alpha Lima Kilo Thomas. I'm currently in Union Mills.
K-E-9-A-L-K, Thomas, we got you over there in Union Mills. You're on the other side of me now. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Oh, I'm just coming back from Winnemac with my wife and picking up her car. And I'm sitting here waiting to check in. So I have is my HP today. And am I sounding from here? Sounding okay?
Yeah, you're holding a repeater, no problem. You got some static in the background there. It started getting louder. Sound like you're moving. Did start getting louder, but you never dropped the repeater in that one time.
Yeah, it's hard not to move around when you're standing outside. No, I don't have anything for the net. I don't know if it was talked about earlier about the rocket launch today of the Artemis II. I thought that was exciting, and I hope that they get there and back safely. That's all I got. K9ALK, back to you, Kurt. Thanks.
Okay, Thomas. Yeah, that time you could tell you were still not moving, so the static was there, but your audio is way above it, and you never lost the repeater one time, so it's working very well for you. And yes, I missed all of that with that Artemis. I wished I wouldn't have, because that I was around for the last launch that blew up. Unfortunately, I don't mean to laugh about it, but I was around for that. I remember being at school, and they basically didn't shut school down, but they definitely turned on all the TVs and allowed us to watch the news about what was going on. So, sounds like this one went over without a hitch so far, and we hope and pray that it continues that way. And like you said, they make it back with no issues. All right, Thomas, well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good on that HT from Union Mills. It's definitely working for you. No problem at all. All right, any other check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Comments, questions, Swap and Shop, anything at all, please call now.
And not only is he taking general check-ins, he's taking check-in extra.
Yeah, we started with technician and went to general. Yeah, that's not how it works. That's a good one, though. Anybody anywhere, we'll make this last call if we don't get any takers. Comments, questions, anything at all, Swap and Shop, general check-in, anything at all, please call now.
What's the number count tonight, Kurt?
KS9WW won that double, and right now we're at 19. But there was another station in there. I did not make out who it was. Please try again. Well, if it was the station from earlier, I think I would have heard you that time. But Mike had a little bit stronger signal than you, so please try again. Well, bummer. But yeah, we're at 19, so that's a good night. I think a lot of people are watching that Artemis stuff, so I don't blame them whatsoever. But we'll do another call, though, since I think we had somebody in there, but we'll go ahead and do another call. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
N9OK, comment.
All right, a pause in case somebody wanted to check in. Go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
Yeah, for swap and shop, I have a Moonraker. It's good for 6 meters at 80 meters. And I want to sell it. So I also need some help to bring down a 10-meter Amtron 99 that's parked vertical on my roof. I need some help to get that down and put it where that Moonraker used to be. If anybody can help me, my email address is mcurley2024@outlook.com.
All right, Mike's got an antenna for sale, but I didn't write it down fast enough. What was that called again?
That's the Moonraker. It's good for supposedly 80 meters to 6 meters. That's what they say anyway, so. But, yeah, I want to get rid of that. And then I have a Amtron 99 that fell down on my porch roof. I want to put it where that Moonraker was. I want to trade places with it. N9OKA.
Okay, gave up on the Moonraker. All right. Does anybody have any questions about the Moonraker or any assistance with moving that antenna that fell over? Anybody want to make a comment here on the net? Go ahead. Okay. Well, Mike's email is good. Might be on QRZ, but m.curley2024@outlook.com. All right, Mike. Well, sorry to hear that the Moonraker is not working out for you. But I imagine I'm sure there's a way to make it work, but unfortunately, it's just not working where you're at. It might work somewhere else a little bit better. You never know. All right, we did. Well, we had somebody check in on ham.live, gave us number. Well, I'm still only counting us as 19. That's kind of weird. But, let's see. Yeah, it's still only 19. I guess they're not enough check-in. And I don't think they're there. N0XRM, I got Mike. Are you on the radio or are you on the internet? AC9HO Net Control. Yep, he must be on the internet, and it didn't count as a check-in. I was going to maybe leave it on there, but yeah, it didn't tally up at all. So, all right, we will do another call for general check-ins, comments, questions, swap and stop, everything and anything at all. Please call now. All right, hearing nothing at all, this concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 19 check-ins. I will now return the repeater back to normal, general, amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, trying not to cough, at 8:38 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening. I ran out of whiskey, and I'm a bit parched.
Hey,
Kurt. I think you're going to enjoy the ham pension this year. KI-90.
Uh-oh, you got some secret squirrel insider information? AC-90, Joe.
No, sir. I think it's your first time there. It's going to be enjoyable checking it all out.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to go for the whole weekend, but I'm considering taking Thursday and Friday off, leave Thursday, stay in a hotel, go all day Friday, and then most of the day on Saturday, and then make our way home Saturday afternoon sometime. I know I'm going to miss quite a bit, but that's less getting up early to get there, and because I don't want to leave on Friday morning and have to get up super, super early. That'll be a really long day. So right now, that's what I'm thinking we're going to do.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Get there Thursday night, stay somewhere. I've got reservations at the Red Roof Inn, which I stayed at the last couple of years. About 15-20 minutes drive to the Hamvention from that location. I forget the exact name of the town where it's at, but it worked out pretty good.
MI3 Network.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I looked at a few hotel rooms not too far from there. Some of them were like 9 miles away, 10, 12, 15 miles away. I figured that would be not too bad. I don't know what the traffic's like over that way, but even if it takes us an hour to get there, that's okay. We'll just leave in time to get there early enough. So I know when I stayed down in Georgia, the closest hotel I could get to my buddy's house was almost an hour away. So he said, you don't want to stay in any hotels near my house if you want to keep all your rims, tires, and antennas or whatever I got in the truck. So I was like, yeah, that's not good. It didn't seem that bad to me. He made it sound a lot worse. When I got there, it didn't seem that bad, but I'll take his word for it. I guess staying the night maybe is a different story.
Roger that. Yeah, in that case, it's probably worth making the little extra drive there and not lose any of your belongings. But I look forward to possibly seeing you there at the Hamvention there this year. 43 days away now. It's coming up here pretty quick.
Yep, I gotta quit procrastinating, so we'll coordinate maybe some frequencies or something and try to catch each other while we're down there. So, and you can point me in the direction of all the cool stuff, so, which I think I'll be surrounded by cool stuff from the time I walk in. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Unless something changes right now, that is the plan.
Yeah, be prepared to do some walking. Bring some good walking shoes and a little backpack or something with some water bottles and stuff like that. You got like 300 indoor vendors in 6 different buildings and I think up to like 7,000 outdoor spaces.
Yeah, I heard the outdoor swap is something you've never seen before, and you cannot get through it in one day, from what I've been told.
K9, why are you?
That's for sure. Yeah, if you're younger and you got a lot of energy, you might be able to do it, but for me, I need a couple of days to do all that. Go ahead, N9, why are you?
Hey, guys. Yeah, like I tell everybody, if they haven't been down there, try and get down there at least once. Because it's not just another ham fest, it's an experience. And that is true, it's an experience. But there's so much to see and
And yeah, it's pretty nice. And also, too, Kurt, you'd be able to see Jeff out there, too, in the inside the racetrack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said he was going to be there, and he hangs on to people's stuff. Like, if you buy a bunch of stuff, he'll hang on to it for you. He'll come pick it up later. So that's pretty nice of him. So, yeah, I'll keep an eye out for him as well. I know there's going to be a lot of people there. Be a little bit starstruck probably when I see one of the YouTubers, even though they're just normal guys like us. But I've only ever seen them on YouTube, and they're kind of on the same category as like a TV show or something, you know. So and I'll be probably tripping over my words and stuff more than I do now. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, you'll see the YouTubers as they're standing in line waiting to get in. If you, you know, if you get there early before the gate opens. I was waiting in line there last time or the year before, but a guy from Tank Radio, the YouTuber guy, he was walking up and down the line and taking video at that time, and I was able to see myself on a YouTube video waiting in line one time. Back to the N9, where are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's done it. I've seen Josh. What is his name? He's escaping me now, but, Don Wilbank. He does AR Newsline, and you'll see everybody there in town. Now, here's the thing. Jason, Ham Radio 2.0, he's short. He's shorter than us. So he's really short. And you might see Carlos there. He usually tends to do quite a few jumps. So people can get him parachute mobile and the kids too. Because there's one jump he does strictly for the kids, so they can get a contact with him up in the air. But I haven't been able to do that. But it's pretty neat. Just to soak everything in, it's just. Your eyes and your neck are going to be hurting because you're going back and forth to everything. It's fun. Let's put it that way. It's really fun. Go ahead, Jim.
I think it's your turn, Kurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I've watched a lot of videos, you know, after the fact. I'm hoping, which you never really hear anything until the day of, or, you know, that weekend, what they're going to announce, if they announce anything new. So I'm kind of hoping I'm there when they announce something that maybe everybody's been waiting for. I mean, it's almost time for new HDs, I think, maybe. I don't know. I have a thing for HDs. I'm not sure what's going on there, but I do like my HDs. I have to admit, unless Yaesu does something drastic, ICOM has my heart right now, so I got that ID50 that I bought used, and I absolutely love that little thing. So if ICOM came out with a new one, depending on price, of course, I could end up with that. So, but we'll see. Go ahead, Jim.
Top of that, yeah, that kind of has some nice IHTs there for sure. Been looking at those as well. Hopefully Kenwood will release that tri-band mobile radio by the time of Dayton there. They've been talking about that for quite a while, but it's not released yet. Maybe they're still waiting on FCC approval. But it'd be good to see that one come out. 2 meters, 220, 440. Kind of like they used to have a long time ago. They used to have tri-band radios with all three bands in them. But Yeah, that and all the other stuff you can do around the, you know, the Dayton area there, the aerospace museum there. A lot of good places to eat and stuff. It's definitely a fun weekend if you can try to make it there sometime. Back to N9, where are you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Kenwood wasn't in Dayton this year. So, and they didn't say why either, but I'm kind of thinking that they might release or set a release date so that Kenwood starts at Mobile. Because I think it's pretty sure it's already been FCC approved and all that stuff. So, I don't know why they didn't do that. I don't know why they didn't go to Ham Station, but they did. But yeah, hopefully they'll reveal the release date and everything on that. So. Yeah, and also too, Kurt, you're gonna see antenna farm on vehicles. Like, there's no tomorrow. It's just crazy. I've seen some of them there, and it was just yeah. But how do you fit all that on there? But they do. You'll definitely
enjoy it. And I'm Wiley. Hey, C9HO. Yeah, how they fit it all on there, and then how does it all work without interfering with each other? Obviously, you're not working them all or multiple ones at the same exact time. But of course, you could be if you're on an APRS or something like that. But, I can imagine. I actually can imagine, so I have an idea what I'll run into, but my wife, on the other hand, yeah, that's going to be a surprise, the porcupines. But, and as for that Kenwood, I'm very kind of interested in that, but I have a feeling, at least right now, it's going to be out of my price range, but, you know, in a year or two, who knows, but, yeah, but I am kind of interested in that to have 220, which I don't remember. I don't know if we've seen the specs on that, how much power they're giving. I want to say it's only 25 watts is what I heard for 220, and then like 50 or 55 watts, I think, for UHF, VHF. But, I'm not sure. I don't know if we've gotten official specs yet. Didn't they have it at last Hamvention, Jim?
Yeah, they did. They did, Kurt. They had it on display there at the Kenwood booth. It was just still sitting behind some plexiglass where you really, really couldn't touch it or anything. But they had it on display, so hopefully it'll be released sometime soon.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I am an ICOM IC218. It's an old 2-meter HD rig. Man, I love that radio. I wish I could get it talking again.
Eh, you never know. You just might. But, what is wrong with that thing anyway?
Well, for sure I know it needs a new battery. Beyond that, I don't know what it needs. But, man, I used to love talking on that radio.
That was a good radio. I had one of those. It was one of my first HTs as a new ham radio operator. Just a young man who just got a credit card for the first time with a $500 credit limit. And that was one of the first orders I made from Amateur Electronics Supply in Milwaukee, which is now Ham Radio Outlet. But I had a lot of fun with that one there, Mike.
I went and bought the Realistic HD404, a 440 rig in HD, and I couldn't reach anybody on it. went to the Hamfest at the Civic Auditorium, the LaPorte Hamfest. I sold it and I bought the Icon MC2AT. And man, I love that radio.
Oh, let me see if I have it. Yeah, that, back then, I don't know if UHF was that busy back then. That makes sense. You didn't make a lot of contacts with the 404. I had the 202, the 2-meter version of the 404. And I made a lot of contacts with that thing. And I wonder, Mike, because just like that 202, you don't have to have the battery pack. You could plug it into a power supply as long as you have the proper connector and wired up properly, of course. I wonder if that IC2, whatever it is, 228T, whatever it is, if that also has an external power port that bypasses the battery.
I need to look at it. I've got a cardboard box over here in the corner of my shack. I have a 202 laying in there, a 212, which was a realistic 2-meter mobile, and I have the IC218. I have all three radios in that box laying there. I want to get them working. The IC202 works, and so does the 212, but I need to get the ICOM working.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, mine would probably have to find a battery for that 218. And hopefully that's the only thing wrong with it. So I'm not sure if that's got a memory battery in it or not, because I know back then they did have. But, I'm partial to my 202 also, the good old brick. I still have that thing. And when I first got my license, that was my HT, my base, and my mobile, all wrapped up into one. And it's still a great radio.
Oh, yeah. That was the same here for me. I use that HT, that 202 all the time, man. I'd work it over to the Plymouth repeater from LaPorte.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the IC-2AT brings back some memories. There used to be a repeater at over at Inland Steel over in East Chicago. That's where I grew up there, and the antenna was up high in one of the blast furnace buildings. I think it was the Inland Athletic Association that had the repeater up there at 147.795, and that's kind of where I started out there using that repeater and meeting some people there for the first time in ham radio. KI-90,
go ahead,
Brian.
Yeah, we'll just try to find a battery for that time. You never know. Going to Hamfest, you never know. Go ahead, Kurt. Yeah, 9YOE.
KFW,
there's Mr. Mike. Another mic, but yeah, I got that 202 somewhere of mine, and I used it the same as you, Brian, base, mobile, everything, and had it connected to the packet for a while. That was a lot of fun. I remember having it at my first job. I worked at the gas station just down the road from my parents' house. I was able to walk there, and I'd have it. I was doing dishes because they'd serve pizzas and subs and things like that. So I was in the back doing dishes, and I had that thing sitting on the rack above me. And that's when they had nets on the 285 on the K9WZ. So yeah, I've been listening to that K9WZ repeater since and this repeater and the 6-1 since '94, which for some of you is probably not as you've done it longer. But, yeah, I remember those days with that 202. I had a lot of fun with that little radio. I need to get it back out of the box, too, and see if it still works. But I got to find the box that it's in. There's the problem. I know it's around somewhere. I just don't know where. So we'll pass it over to WW. This might be one of my last ones because I got to get them in here soon. So go ahead, Mike. AC9HO in the group.
You know, one you got to look up or look and see. You still have the box with the Kenwood PR9000 in it.
Yeah, I still have that box out there.
Yeah, you might want to play with that one because that was kind of a rare breed too. This is a FM and sideband TV.
Yeah, I should bring that in here, actually, because I can plug that right in to my battery here, and I might have to change the end on it. I got I use power poles, but yeah, that's a good reminder. I'll have to do that. I'll definitely have to do that. I got this antenna here. It's up at least 20 feet in the air, so it gets out okay.
Yeah, the only problem with that radio is LG4 internal memory storage, so
you had to plug it in. Otherwise, you had to reprogram it every time you turned it on and turned it back on. Oh, it's like the old car stereo. Where you unplugged your car battery and poof, everything's gone. You gotta reprogram everything. Alright, we'll pass it over to, who's next? OKA. We'll pass it over to you. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, like I say, I still have those radios over here. I'm looking at them right now. My thing was that I got out of the hobby for about 20 years. And when I got back into the hobby, those are the radios that I hooked up in my shack here. The 202 and the 210 and that. And people told me it didn't sound very well. So I put them back in the box and replaced them. But I could bring them back out again.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, alrighty. Yeah, I think this is going to be my last one, too. I guess I'll wait for tomorrow. But yeah, I enjoy talking to everyone, and yeah, Kurt, if you can, just look at the announcement part in this book when we get it here. But yeah, it was good. I had fun talking to you guys, and I will have to do it again. We will talk to you guys later on. 7-3, guys, this is NIOU.
All right, let me see if I have it. All right, Brian, yeah, I got it up right here right now. I'll read it here in a second, but, yeah, that's a pretty cool logo you guys got there for sure. And always, as always, fun and nice talking to you, and I need to do it more. I know I'm not on the radio as much as I should be. we'll try to improve on that. So 73, until next time, Brian, and NYU AC9HO. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, Kurt, yeah, I'll make this my last one as well. I'm turned in here. Yeah, definitely be prepared for all kinds of weather for the hamvention there. It was 1 year and waiting in line there, and it started raining. And so if you want a little raincoat with you, could be a little cooler, could be a little warmer. It's hard to say, you know, around that time of year, but be prepared for that. But I think you'll enjoy it there for sure. I'll say 7:30 to everyone. Have a good evening, KI90.
Go ahead, everybody.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for letting me cut in here. Have a good evening. Kurt, thanks for running the show. show as always, being the mediator or the moderator. So we get that beauty sleep. We know how much and how important that is. Have a good evening, KF9WW.
I need all the help I can get. Go ahead, okay.
7-3-0, Kurt and Brian and Mike and Jim. 7-3, see ya. I suppose I'm going to get out of here too then. N9OKA, clear.
Alright guys, yep, like I said, it's been fun. I need to do it more for sure. And WW, you got my interest peaked. I'm going to get that Kenwood out very, very soon and bring it in-house here and hook her up, see what she sounds like. We'll talk to you guys later, 73, hopefully sooner than later. AC9HO.
Yeah, this is notorious for Kenwood, so the backlighting on it, the meter and everything, and the frequency readout's fine, but you got to let it run, and then the light will come back on. After a while, then it, the more you use it, the more it stays. But it's, it was always a good little radio for sideband and regular FM. There's a, PL board in it that you have to set manually. But the code box is on the lid of the radio when you pull it off to change it from, I believe it's set 131.8, but it's easy to change if you desire. Anyway, if you have any problems, let me know. KF9WW. Have a good night.
Okay, well, then, thanks for the tip on the backlight there. So that's how they are. You just got to warm them up. Got to use them. All right, guys. 73. AC9HO clear.
Okay, I doubled with you, Kurt.
Oh, now I got to know who won.
Yeah. Get into it, like, cool. I got a little surgery, Sam. Yeah. Not barely. Just got to cut out a plan for it, so. Get in there and get a shower and get back done before I got to go work it.
All right, very good. Well, Dave, nice chatting with you as well. And we'll talk sooner than later. 73, AC9HO.
Yeah, hopefully in the next week or so I'll have my power up. Got everything ready to go. I need about half a dozen brawny hams to help me move the power in position so I can get the pins in on the base.
Ah, okay, okay. Well, depending on what's happening, if you can get enough people, I might be one of them, but depends what I'm doing, so let me know. We'll talk to you later. AC9HO, I'm clear for real this time.
Yeah, I could have elaborated on one town in Easter Creek, and it stormed here a week ago. Their tornado siren didn't go off, so...
That's in the story for another day, but talk to you later, Kurt. Good job tonight. WNDLP. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.